yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yoing sound you always get in these distressing circumstances. Keith reached down to the trap, grabbing sardines. As he pulled the rat up, the stick gave way and the trap snapped shut. A bit of the stick spun away through the air.
"Are you all right?" said Keith.
"Well, boss, all I can see is it's a good job rats don't wear underwear. Thanks, boss," said Sardines. He was quite plump for a rat, but when his feet were dancing, he could float across the floor like a balloon. There was the sound of a tapping foot. Melissa, with arms folded and an expression like a thunderstorm, looked at Sardines and then at Morris, and then at the stupid-looking Keith, and then at the wreckage on the floor.
Sorry about the mess," said Keith, "but he was..."
She waved this away.
"Okay," she said, as if she'd been thinking deeply. "It goes like this, I think. The rat is a magical rat. I bet he's not the only one. Something happened to him or them, and now they're really quite intelligent despite the tap dancing. And they're friends with the cat. So, why would rats and a cat be friends? And it goes... There's some kind of an arrangement, right? I know, don't tell me, don't tell me."
"Huh?"
said Keith. "I shouldn't think anyone ever has to tell you anything," said Morris.
"It's something to do with plagues of rats, right? All those towns we've heard about. Well, you heard about them too, and so you got together with Thingy here."
"Keith," said Keith.
"Yes, and so you go from town to town pretending to be a plague of rats, and Thingy..."
"Keith?"
"Yes, pretends to be a rat piper, and you all follow him out, right? It's all a big schwindle, yes?"
Sardines looked up at Morris.
"She's got us bang to rights, boss," he said. "So now you've got to give me a good reason why I don't call the watch out on you," said Melissa triumphantly.
"I don't have to," Morris thought, "because you won't. Gosh, humans are so easy." He rubbed up against Melissa's legs and gave her a smirk.
"If you do, you'll never find out how the story ends," he said.
"Ha! It'll end with you going to prison," said Melissa.
But Morris saw her staring at the stupid-looking Keith and at Sardines. Sardines still had his little straw hat on. When it comes to attracting attention, that sort of thing accounts for a lot. When he saw her frowning at him, Sardines hastily removed his straw hat and held it in front of him by the brim.
"There's something I'd like to find out, boss," he said, "if we are finding out things."
Melissa raised an eyebrow.
"Well," she said, "and don't call me boss." "I'd like to find out why there's no rats in this city, Gov," said Sardines.
He tap-danced a few steps nervously. Melissa could glare better than a cat.
"What do you mean, no rats?" she said. "There's a plague of rats, and you're a rat anyway. There's rat runs all over the place, and there's a few dead rats, but we haven't found a living rat anywhere, Gov."
Melissa leaned down.
"But you are a rat," she said.
"Yes, Gov, but we only arrived this morning."
Sardines grinned nervously as Melissa gave him another long stare.
"Would you like some cheese?" she said. "I'm afraid it's only mousetrap." "I don't think so, thank you very much all the same," said Sardines very carefully and politely.
"It's no use. I think it really is time to tell the truth," said Keith.
"No, no, 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 no," said Morris, who hated that kind of thing. "It's all because..."
"You were right, miss," said Keith wearily. "We go from town to town with a bunch of rats and fool people into giving us money to leave. That's what we do. I'm sorry we've been doing it. This was going to be the last time. I'm very sorry. You shared your food with us, and you haven't got much, too. We ought to be ashamed."
It seemed to Morris, while he was watching Melissa make up her mind, that her mind worked in a different way to other people's minds. She understood all the hard things without even thinking. Magical rats? Yeah, yeah. Talking cats? Been there, done that, bought the singlet. It was the simple things that were hard. Her lips were moving. She was, Morris realised, making a story out of it.
"So," she said, "you come along with your trained rats?"
"We prefer educated rodents, Gov," said Sardines.
"All right, your educated rodents, and you move into a city, and what happens to the rats that are there already?"
Sardines looked helplessly at Morris. Morris nodded at him to keep on. They were all going to be in big trouble if Melissa didn't make up a story she liked.
"They keep out of our way, boss. I mean, Gav,"